David Gergen is a former White House advisor to Presidents Nixon, Ford, Reagan, and Clinton. He now teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School and joins us by phone from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Welcome once again.
Thank you. It's good to be here again.
One of the presidents you served, Richard Nixon, made his national security advisor Secretary of State. In fact, he gave Henry Kissinger both jobs at once. So there's some precedent for moving from one job to the other. Is it a good precedent?
I think it has mixed qualities to it. The upside is that everyone within the department and everyone overseas will know that the individual speaks for the president and that there's no daylight between the Secretary of State and the president. The downside is that the individual can be seen as our poodle for the White House, and that powers really will be seen as centralized in the hands of the president and the vice president in this case. I think the other downside that she's going to face is for a great number of people around the world, of course, Colin Powell is their back door into the White House. It was their man of reason who would mediate their disputes with the administration, and I think that she'll be seen as someone who'll be less interested in mediating and more interested in being a forceful advocate for the president.
The State Department, or the Foreign Service, it's all a considerable institution and bureaucracy. Is the next Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, likely to encounter some opposition from the career people there?
There's no question about that, and I think it's going to be one of her greatest challenges is to bring them around. It's not that you can't do it, but let me just give you one example. I was with a Foreign Service officer a few days ago in another country who was really an outstanding individual, and this person told me that in general the Foreign Service would rank on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the highest, would give Colin Powell a 9.5, then went out of the way to say, but we would only give the Bush administration a 2. And I said, why is that? And they said, well, we just don't like the policies.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes over as an emissary of those policies, as someone who's very close to the president, as someone who was seen as indeed undercutting Colin Powell. That's the challenge. You can imagine the resistance. I think you're going to have some of the clashes that we've just been seeing at the CIA, where there's, you know, people are resigning at the top over clashes with their new bosses.
When you put this in the context of the White House counsel moving over to the Department of Justice, several other resignations of cabinet secretaries, is it really anything greater than the typical second-term turnover of the cabinet, or are we seeing something exceptional?
Well, I think the turnover is not greater, but there are a couple of things about this that are very different from the past. I can't remember a time when a White House in a second term has moved as many people out of the White House staff to run cabinet departments. There's a quality about this of Nixon, indeed, itself, you know, not only moving Kissinger out, but trying to exercise control over the departments from the White House. That, to me, Robert, indicates enormous centralization of power in the White House, that this government is going to be very tightly run by the president and by the vice president and presumably by Karl Rove. And that's very unusual.
Is President Bush's White House in the second administration really likely to be any poorer not hearing arguments from the State Department being made in the White House?
Yes, I think it runs a much greater risk. I think it's particularly true if you tend to have a more ideological view of the world. If your sense of the world sometimes doesn't fit reality, to have somebody saying, hey, wait a minute, what about this reality and that reality? So I think that it's really important to have people around this president and indeed all presidents who can say, you know, the emperor has no clothes or whatever it may be. But you ought to welcome that. The president is entitled to have whomever he wants in his administration. He's won fair and square. He's entitled to have his cabinet officers. The Senate ought to definitely put Condi Rice there in the Senate and in the State Department. They ought to go ahead and clear these other people unless there's some, you know, overwhelmingly negative problem that hasn't come to light yet. Because this is his team. He deserves to have his team. But the question becomes, is that good for the country? Is it good, indeed, for his administration in the long term if he doesn't have any dissenting voices? I would argue he runs great risks doing that.
Well, David Gergen, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank
today.
You.
David Gergen, now of the Kennedy School of Harvard University, was a White House advisor in the Nixon, Ford, Reagan, and Clinton administrations. He spoke to us from Cambridge, Massachusetts.